You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to our Buckeye Talk Lightning Headlines. For anybody who thinks you can get your Ohio State news in less than 2.5 hours, which we normally do here on Buckeye Talk, these are our headlines that go out into the Googleverse to encourage people who don't know about Buckeye Talk to listen to Buckeye Talk. So if you are coming across these and you already know about Buckeye Talk, you certainly are invited to listen. We're going to hit the five most important things happening with Ohio State football right now. But if you would like to listen to the longer, extended remix of Buckeye Talk, which is extended a lot, you certainly can find that in your subscription feed as well. But for now, I'm Doug Lamarice from Cleveland.com, and these are your Ohio State headlines. For what week is it? Let me see. Is it the week? What's today? I don't know. It's like the week after we learned about the playoff, but it's not. It's December 12th right now. So, like, these are headlines from, like, between like December 12th and like December like 16th, they'll probably hold up still. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ohio State and Clemson are heading for a showdown in the college football playoff. Number 2 Ohio State drew number 3 Clemson in the playoff rankings announced on Sunday. Some thought the Buckeyes would retain the number 1 spot, but they played a game against Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship that was in doubt late into the third quarter that allowed LSU with the win over Georgia to move past Ohio State. So what's the result? You get Clemson right away. Everybody knew Clemson at number 3 is a better team than Oklahoma at number 4, so this certainly is a tougher matchup for the Buckeyes in the semifinals than they would have had if they had gotten the Sooners in Atlanta. But Ohio State will be able to compete with Clemson more than they did the last time these teams met in the playoff semifinal in the Fiesta Bowl 3 years ago when Ohio State was shut out 31-0. Ohio State has never beaten Clemson, and at the moment they are 2.5-point underdogs, the Buckeyes are, to the undefeated Tigers. Only 3 undefeated teams in college football, LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson. So this is a big undefeated matchup. Again, Ohio State 0-3 against Clemson in their history. Let me count this up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Only 12 teams that Ohio State has ever played have never lost to the Buckeyes. So these are the 12 teams Ohio State has played on the field and has never beaten. Air Force, Auburn, Carlisle, Central Kentucky. Some of this stuff is from the 1800s. Clemson, Cornell, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Princeton. So that's a little SEC heavy and a little Ivy League heavy. Again, haven't played the Ivy League in a while. But Clemson from the ACC, only 2 teams have played Ohio State at least 3 times and have beaten the Buckeyes every time. It's Florida State and it's Clemson. We, of course, have the Clemson Gator Bowl win over Ohio State in 1978. That was Woody Hayes' last game. We have Ohio State's loss to Clemson in the Orange Bowl after the 2013 season when Braxton Miller suffered a serious shoulder injury that kind of altered the course of Ohio State football. And then, of course, the 31-0 shutout in the playoff semifinal in 2016 as Clemson went on to win the national title that year. So, not a great history for the Buckeyes against Clemson, but certainly a compelling matchup in this Fiesta Bowl playoff semifinal. Two Heisman semifinalists for the Ohio State Buckeyes. The award will be announced on Saturday. What date? 12th, 14th. Saturday in New York, December 14th, 4 Heisman finalists. Listen, LSU's Joe Burrow is going to win that. I'm not going to drop a headline on you that lies about that. He's a former Buckeye, and he's going to win it now as the quarterback of LSU, and he'll win that going away. Chase Young and Justin Fields might finish 2-3, though. That'd be pretty good for Ohio State. Oklahoma's Jalen Hurts is the other finalist. Possible that Hurts finishes ahead of Justin Fields. I think an Ohio State guy's going to finish second, though. And my guess is that an Ohio State guys will go 2-3 in that. This is already the first time since, it's not that long ago, since 2016 that two teammates are in the top four. Back then, it was Baker Mayfield and D.D. Westbrook, the quarterback and receiver from Oklahoma, who went 3-4. The last time that teammates finished in the top three was also Oklahoma. That was 2004. Running back Adrian Peterson, quarterback Jason White. So already some history for Ohio State with two of the four Heisman finalists. But if they go both in the top three, that hasn't happened in 15 years. National Signing Day around the corner for the Ohio State Buckeyes and everybody else in college football. The players will sign on December 18th. Wednesday, December 18th is now the signing day for the early signing period. Ohio State's class is ranked fourth in the nation in the 247 Sports composite ratings. Clearly number one in the Big Ten. Buckeyes bringing in 25 recruits in this class, a big class, as things sit right now. The Buckeyes with two of the top 10 players in the country. Receiver Julian Fleming from Pennsylvania is the number two overall recruit in the class of 2020. And offensive tackle Paris Johnson from Ohio is the number seven overall recruit in the class of 2020. So the first full recruiting class for Ryan Day since he took over for Urban Meyer, and always a big deal for a coach when it is his first recruiting class, his first full class. Ryan Day finished up Urban Meyer's class last year, but looking like Ryan Day will land a top five class, his first full season as a recruiter with the Buckeyes. So listen, this is not like a huge deal, but kind of an interesting little thing with Ohio State football this week. Urban Meyer ranked 46th overall in the history of college football coaches, according to a list of the top 150 college football coaches of all time, put together by ESPN as part of the celebration of college football's 150th season. ESPN and a lot of other places doing, celebratory lists and rankings and that kind of thing. Urban Meyer has three national championships. There's only four or five coaches who have more than that. Urban Meyer is third all-time in winning percentage among coaches who have at least 100 wins. So, he's in the top 10 in national titles. He's third in winning percentage. There were 22 coaches ahead of him on the list of 46 who actually have fewer victories than him. And while this did encompass the entire range of college football, Division I, Division II, Division III, so you can't only compare the major college guys. Urban Meyer still was 39th among the major college football guys. So, as I wrote for Cleveland.com, as we discussed on our Buckeye Talk full podcast this week, ranking Urban Meyer 46th on that list was ridiculously bonkers. I don't know what the reasoning was, but it was so weird. And yes, Urban Meyer has had some off-field things that have happened in and around his programs while he has been a head coach. But so did a lot of the people ahead of him on the list. If you're throwing that in there somehow, okay. But I still don't know how Urban Meyer wound up 46th. So I'm not here to make lists. I'm just here to critique them. And that's what we thought at Cleveland.com. Ohio State, with just a three-week break between the Big Ten Championship and the playoff semifinal at the Fiesta Bowl. December 7th, Ohio State beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship. December 28th, the Buckeyes will face Clemson in Phoenix, Arizona. That is as small of a window as you can get in this current arrangement in college football. In 2006, when Ohio State went to the Fiesta Bowl and played in the national championship, not technically the Fiesta Bowl, but it was the national championship in Phoenix, Arizona, the same stadium in Glendale, Arizona that the Buckeyes will be playing in now, 13 years later. In 2006, the Buckeyes had a 51-day break between their last game and then their championship game. Back then, the Big Ten didn't have a championship conference game to play. And the Big Ten back then finished a week earlier than everybody else. Also, we did not have a playoff semifinal. They went straight to the championship game. So Ohio State went from mid-November to January 8th without playing
in 2006. Now they're going from December 7th to December 28th. So there's a lot going on in here. Players have had finals. Coaches have been out on the road recruiting with National Signing Day approaching. They're trying to get some rest. They're going to leave for Arizona on December 23rd. Christmas is wedged in there. So it's just interesting to think about a time 13 years ago when people thought maybe Ohio State accumulated some rust before losing to Florida in the national championship game that year, losing to Florida and Urban Meyer. No time for rust this year. Just 21 days between a game to win your conference championship and a game to try to make the national championship. Those are all of our headlines from Cleveland.com and Buckeye Talk. If you like how I explained what's going on with Ohio State football, make sure you check out our twice weekly podcast at Cleveland.com. I'm Doug LaMaurice from Buckeye Talk, and thanks to you guys for listening.